Again, I'd like to invite your attention tonight to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 27. Luke 23. St. Luke, chapter 23.
I've never seen Luke 23. We're beginning from the first verse. Luke 23:1.
And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation, and forbidden to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou seest it. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long time, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. He didn't want to see him to be saved. He didn't want to see him to find out the way to salvation. He wanted to see him to be entertained. So that Jesus could do a miracle for him. So he could see something supernatural. He was tired of all them clowns and people singing and carrying on these things. All the magicians. He wanted to see another kind of act.
Yes.
Amen. Then he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod and his men of war set him at naught, or in other words, treated him with contempt, and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, You brought this man unto me as one that perverted the people. And behold, I have examined him before you. I found no fault in this man, touching those things of which you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required, and he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. What a sad picture that is. You see that they cried out for a murderer, a liar, and a thief. And they rejected the one who was the wind in the life.
Amen.
Let us pray one more time. Our gracious Heavenly Father, you have placed this little message upon my heart. Lord, I waited upon you today in prayer, believing that you would give me something I should say unto your children. Lord, see that you have placed this little message. Pray tonight that the Holy Spirit send it forth. We go forth and have great conviction in the hearts of the people. Every Christian such a desire to want to take a real, true stand for the word. Lord, Lord, not a compromise. Not to be halfway Christians. Not to be borderline believers. But to be totally separated from all unbelief. And to stand and be identified with you. As Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God and the salvation. Yet God, may tonight, if your word will go forth, may it strike us with such conviction, Lord. The Lord will not be ashamed of you. The Lord, we're willing to take our stand. Regardless whether we will be rejected, persecuted, whatever it might entail, but we'll be willing to stand for you.
Amen.
And Lord, we'll be willing to be identified with you. Oh God, may you grant it. Have your way amongst us now. Let your word, Lord, be so real in every heart tonight, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. May have a seat. I want to take for the title tonight, what am I doing with Jesus, the anointed word today? What am I doing with Jesus, the anointed word today? Because over in the same account, where it is written a little differently, in Matthew 27, Pilate asked him the question. He says, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? And they says, let him be crucified. It was such a sorrowful picture. I guess every believer who knows the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of the sins, in the power of his resurrection, whom have had an experience in their life that they know that they once was lost, but now they can say, I am found. They once was blind, but now they see. And no doubt if anyone have really met him, they will find that he is the most precious person that one could ever be in the company of. He is the greatest person that ever lived on the face of this earth and ever lives. And to think that he could be so hated, he could be so despised, he could be so rejected, that all the people to whom he came to, the Bible says he came unto his own, his own received him not. The light shone in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. To think that he was promised for 4,000 years, since the Garden of Eden, when the promise was given unto Eve after she fell, that the woman will receive a seed, and the woman's seed will bruise the serpent's head. And we know a woman don't have no seed. The man has the seed. The woman receives the seed. And it was the first prophecy that was given in the Bible of the Messiah, who was going to come for redemption. Because when Jesus came into the earth, he was born of a virgin birth. Mary didn't know no man. She was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And to think then that here was this one that they looked forward to for 4,000 years who was going to come. And they had all the great religions, and they thought that they loved him, and they thought that they preached about him, and they thought that they were serving him, and they thought that they were the true people of God in the light, and all the other nations was heathens because they didn't believe in the one true and living God, and that they had the holy scriptures that the prophets wrote, the sacred book, and they had the holy temple, Jerusalem was considered to be the center of worship. And here it was when the very God, the Jehovah God that they claimed to serve and claimed to worship, had come amongst them, they didn't really know him. They had known the letter. They had known the history of Moses. They had known the commandments of Moses. But when the God of Moses was manifested amongst them, they couldn't recognize him. To think that they became jealous of him when he began to show forth his glory and his power, that instead of it made them to worship him and to follow him, they had conspiracy among themselves as to how they might crucify him. As to how they might keep the people from following after him. If you really love the Lord tonight, to read something like that in the Bible, it touches your heart deeply. It even makes us believe that if I was a believer back there, regardless of what the world said, regardless of what the church said, regardless of what mother and father said, I would stand out there and be identified with Jesus.
Amen.
I would have followed when they spit upon him. I would still stand with him. When they call him a devil, it would only inflame my heart to serve him more.
Amen.
If they stoned me, it still wouldn't dissuade me from following him. I'd be determined to follow him and follow him to the end. But we didn't live in that time.
Yes.
So we could only maybe dream about it.
Yeah.
Or it will be a memory in our hearts. But you know something? Amen. The Bible says he is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
So you don't have to live by the air.
Yeah.
He's the same tonight.
Amen. Amen.
And he's still despised.
Yeah.
And he's still rejected.
Yeah.
So we don't have to daydream and we don't have to get an emotional feeling.
Yeah.
If we look at the word here and we see that he is the word.
Amen.
The Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Amen.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
Yeah. He was the word made flesh.
Yeah.
He was God manifested in the form of a man. He took the scriptures and he says, search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. But they testify of me.
Amen.
He said, if you don't believe me, believe the works that testify who I am.
Amen.
He didn't do his works in a corner. He did it out in the open.
Amen.
His ministry was so great, so important. It was the very ministry that was to be manifested to the people of that age and for all ages after to show man what we fell from in the beginning.
Amen.
So we can see what the perfect man is. We can see the kind of man God made in the beginning.
Amen.
Because until then, nobody never knew what the perfect man looked like. Bible says God made Adam in his image and in his likeness, and God gave him dominion over the earth.
Yes.
And God told Adam to multiply and replenish the earth. Adam was a God.
Yes.
Adam was a God of the earth. God was God of the universe, and Adam was God of the earth.
Yes.
Adam could walk on the water. Adam could speak to the wind. Adam could say, change from here and go over here.
Yes.
He was an offspring of God.
Yes.
He was like God. He was in God's image, and he was in God's likeness. All that God was in potential and characteristic was in Adam.
Amen.
Like any son is the seed of the father.
Amen.
And every seed brings forth after its kind.
Amen.
And in the world, if God is the word, then all God's sons will be the word.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, when he came, he said, a sower went forth to sow a seed, and the seed was the word.
Amen.
And Genesis 1 says, every seed brings forth after its kind.
Amen.
If you plant mango, it can't be a pawpaw.
Nope.
Amen. Amen. If you plant orange, it can't be a corn.
Yeah.
Because corn seed have corn life in it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And dog seed have dog life. And fowl seed have fowl life. And monkey seed have monkey life in it.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a law. Whether it's bodily life, whether it's animal life, whether it's human life, every seed brings forth after its kind.
Amen.
And if you walk in a man field and you see tomatoes, cabbages, mangoes, you can tell yourself it's a mango serious planting.
Yes. Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe you see somebody walking on the road and say, are you a Christian? They say, sure, I'm a Christian. And they have a rose, you know, like Roman Catholic have a little bead. And they're making the sign of the cross and the bottom of the image of Mary. They don't have to tell you they're a Roman Catholic. Their life shows what kind of seed they receive.
Amen.
It's Catholic life.
Amen.
And Catholic life comes from Catholic seed, Catholic
Amen.
Doctrine.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And if it's a Seventh-day Adventist life, you're going to find talk about you have to worship on Saturday, and that's the only way to serve God in different things.
Amen.
Amen. If it's a Jehovah's Witness life, you're going to find them selling away books and watchtower magazines by the corner, trying to get some money.
Amen.
Why? Because that is the type of life in that seed.
Amen.
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 And when Jesus came, he was the Word. And here he was planting a seed.
Amen.
And he knew that that seed he was planting, they're going to bring for a crop one day.
Amen.
So whenever a man plants a seed, he's planting for a crop.
Amen.
That's why he plants a seed. No man will go and plow up a whole piece of land and throw a bunch of seed inside it and then walk away and never go back to the land. He's planting the seed for a crop.
Amen.
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 And if you walk in a church and you see bum hair woman, pain faced woman, woman wearing men clothing, you know that is not the seed of the Word of God being planted.
Amen.
Amen. That is a worldly seed.
Yes.
Because it's bringing forth a worldly life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because it's impossible
Amen.
For the Word of God to bring forth something like that.
Amen.
Because the Word of God will bring you forth in the image of God.
Amen.
And the Bible says a woman must not cut the hair, then to cut the hair is a wrong seed.
Amen.
If the Bible says an abomination for a woman to wear a garment pertaining to a man, is a wrong seed.
Amen.
If you bring forth life, because your life testifying what type of seed you're receiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if somebody says it's a Christian, then it takes the Word of God to produce a Christian.
Amen.
Because the only kind of Christian that really has was the Christian in the book of Acts.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that Jesus planted the seed for.
Amen.
And when the Holy Spirit, the water, came upon that seed,
yes.
they did the same thing Jesus did.
Amen.
Why? Because the seed was bringing forth after its kind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that is a law of God. And you can't change that. So here he was the Word. And Adam was the first son of God in the beginning. And when Adam fell, then the man that they saw was a fallen man.
Yeah.
When the two children were born out of the Eve womb, they saw a man that is sweat his brow tilling the soil. They never saw the man who had dominion.
Yeah.
They never saw the man who had control over the earth. They saw a man in a fallen condition.
Amen.
Amen. And from Adam was created by the Word of God.
Amen.
And every other man was born by sex.
Yeah.
That was why we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and come in the world speaking lies.
Amen.
And Jesus said, he that is born of flesh is flesh.
Yeah.
And except a man be born again, he can't act in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Now, when a man is born again, why born again? Because your first birth is wrong.
Amen. Amen.
Because your first birth is wrong, you must be born again.
Yeah.
Because by your first birth, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
It's flesh. And there that in the flesh cannot please God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, so when Jesus came, he was the only one after Adam who wasn't born by sex. He bypassed being born by sex and he come virgin born.
Amen.
Now the reason he come virgin born is because he didn't come to be saved, he come to save.
Amen.
If he was born by sex, he'll be born in sin, shaping iniquity and come in the world speaking lies.
Yeah.
He don't need a savior too.
Yeah.
But the reason he was not born by sex, because he didn't come to be saved, he came to save.
Amen.
And that is why he can walk on the water. And when they saw him walk on the water, when they saw him speaking to the storm, they said, what manner of man is this? The winds obey the man. The man speaks a tree trial. What kind of thing is this? What was happening? He was showing them the kind of man God made in the beginning.
Amen.
Before the fall.
Yeah.
And the reason he came to die is because man had fallen in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
That's why he came to die.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it didn't have no fall in the Garden of Eden, it wouldn't have no Calvary.
Yes.
The reason there's a Calvary is because there's a fall in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Then if there's a fall in the beginning and he had to come and die, he's coming to die to redeem us back to where we fell from.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's taking us back to a perfect place.
Yeah.
Now, what caused the fall in the beginning? It was the disbelief of one word.
Yeah.
God said, the day you shall eat, you shall surely die.
Yeah.
The serpent came and said, you shall not surely die. God is a God of love. God will love everybody. He can die as a sweet Jesus, loving Savior. He ain't no bad person. You can do what you want. Just render your heart. You see? But what did that do? It caused this, it caused the fall.
Amen.
One word broken.
For
every hospital, every graveyard.
Amen.
Every sick person, every wall.
Yes.
Amen. One word broken. In the beginning of the Bible, when Jesus came in the middle of the Bible, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And in the book of Revelation, at the end of the Bible, he says, add one word, every bait shall be added to you.
Amen.
He said, take away one word, he said, every name shall be taken out.
Amen.
Now, either God mean that, or is that to scare people in the Bible?
Amen.
If God mean that, then no way people can get back into the Garden of Eden without the being every word.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, God is not going to, you know, sometimes people say, well, we can't be perfect. Now, if God said, be you perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect,
Amen.
If he requires something,
Amen.
He's not going to require it unless we can meet the requirement.
Amen.
And if we can't meet it and require it, he must make a way for us to meet it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And he made a way for us to receive it.
Amen.
Amen. When he came and died, the life now is not going to be by your own life.
Yeah.
He's not expecting you to live by your own life.
Yeah.
It's his life going to come inside of you now.
Amen.
And his life could obey everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because the Holy Ghost in a man will not disagree with the word the Holy Ghost writes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If the Holy Ghost says something in the Bible and a man of that Holy Ghost, same Holy Ghost who wrote the Bible, he will agree with the word.
Amen.
If he's wrong, he will straighten up and get right.
Amen.
If you have a wrong spirit, you fight up in the word and walk away.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Amen. So then we realize then that if the word says live by every word, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit inside to come in there. And one of the requirements to get the Holy Spirit is obey. God give the Holy Ghost to them that obey him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When God would, that was the failure in the beginning. That what caused them to be separated from eternal life. They disobeyed.
Amen.
Obedience will bring it back.
Yeah.
Jesus, if you love me, obey my commandments.
Yeah.
He said, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
Don't try to do this and try to do that and try to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to bring all kinds of works to God.
Yeah.
They want to bring this and bring that and bring something else and expect God to receive it. Like if God is short of things. So God doesn't have to take what they bring. God is short of nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
He can create what he wants.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God don't require something and accept a substitute when he requires something.
Amen.
What God requires is what God expects.
Amen.
Look at David in the Bible. David in the Bible, he saw the ark was missing among the people. He said, time to get the ark back. This is our ark. Moses get these commandments. Moses was told to build this ark in a certain way. And he said, the Philistines take it. It's time to bring it back. My! He consult everybody, let's have a convention, let's have some special meetings, let's have a great time. They are all special singers, special musicians, special everything, and everybody kind of shout down the praises of God and work up the atmosphere and get the spirit moving. Amen? And they had the ark and a kiat. Read in the Bible. And there was coming the ark and the kiat, and David was dancing, boy. He was having a good time. He was in the spirit. He was catching the spirit and the anointing and moving. And the people were singing and having a good time. And they reached the threshing floor, the Bible said. And the oxen stumbled. When the oxen stumbled, a man see the ark falling, he's going to push up the ark. And from the time he touched the ark, God struck him dead.
Yeah.
And David was vexed with God, the Bible said.
Yeah.
But the Bible said the anger of the Lord is kindled against David. A man after his own heart. Yeah. See, remember in the battle of God run on Moses to kill Moses too? You read in the battle next to the four?
Yeah.
After he meet the pillar of fire, next chapter God was running down to kill him.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he wasn't setting his own house in order.
Amen.
Amen. You see, sometimes we get enthused with God and realize God is the Word.
Amen. Amen.
And anything that is not the Word is alive.
Yeah.
See?
Amen.
Because the Word is life. And anything tampered with life is death.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. And when David saw that, he went back and searched the scripture and he found out that Moses, the prophet, who had the word of the Lord, said, when you bring back the ark anywhere, you're moving that ark, it must be on the shoulder of Levites. And until you line up with God's word, they could be enthused, they could be having a good time, God has no part in it.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, we have to see those things because they're like vain worship. And look at the children of Baal. They were trying to bring on the fire, on the bullock. And Elijah stood up and said, what, well, God gone fishing? He said, shout a little harder, scream a little more, jump a little more. It seems sarcastic for a man to act that way in a religious service. And the people was trying to bring him the presence of God. And then Elijah looked at his, when he finished, their father, according to what you have shown me in the vision. And then he took the bullock, he divided it a certain way, he laid on the 12 stones, and he did it according to the word.
Amen.
And the fire fell. He didn't do one thing, the fire fell.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And that is the way God things are. We in an age where it must be by the word. Anything that's not the word, any halfway thing, any substitute, God has no respect to it.
Amen.
Because God didn't send light to keep us in darkness.
Amen.
God didn't send truth to hold us in ignorance.
Amen.
Amen. And the time that we are living here is so late, as our precious brother was saying tonight, the hour is late.
Amen.
Amen. And the hour is so late that we have to realize then that this is the hour the bride is making herself ready.
Amen.
And what is making her ready? The word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Because it was all of a sudden, when we worship God, we worship in spirit and truth.
Yeah.
Not just spirit, truth.
Amen.
And thy word, oh Lord, is truth.
Amen.
And just sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. You have been made clean by the word I've spoken unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
In the word revealed or showing us what God wants. God said, bring a lamb, you couldn't bring a deer. Because well, a deer is a good animal too. It has 4 feet and 2 heads just like a lamb. It eats grass like a lamb too. That would be a good idea. But when God said, Moses, take your shoes off, Moses said, Lord, I better take my hat off. God said, take your shoes off.
Amen.
Amen. Unless we don't realize death is one word broken. Death is not. And somebody saying the Pope is God? Or Mary and new Joseph to have Jesus dying death? Death is one word problem.
Amen.
Death is our idea.
Yes.
That contrary to the word is death.
Amen.
Amen. And here tonight, seeing Jesus standing there before the religious world, it was the chief priests and the elders who were saying, away with him, crucified. And it breaks your heart as a Christian to know the humiliation, the rejection that he was rejected with.
Yeah.
Why did they hate him? You know why did they hate him? Because he would speak. He said, the world don't hate you. He said, the world hate me. Because I testify against the evil of the world.
Yes. Amen.
He said, that's why they hate me. In other words, he was brave enough to tell them.
Amen.
He said, vain your worship. He was brave enough to tell them, you're making the world of no effect with your traditions.
Amen.
He was bold enough to tell them. He says, you love the uppermost seat in the synagogue. And you like to appear to be holy. And you make your face long through long prayers and fasting. To look consecrated. Yes. He said, but inside of you, he said, vipers, snakes in the grass.
Amen.
Man, sometimes you will think Jesus, a loving God, can't preach like that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think a loving God will put all of us in heaven. Amen. Look, the same God, he said, blessed art thou, Simon. Flesh and blood will reveal this to you. Amen. I promise what I'll do in my church. 3-4 verses after, he said, get thee hence, Satan. You're stubborn to think of man and not of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Same Jesus.
Amen.
Speaking to the same Peter.
Amen.
When he said, Lord, I won't let a man touch you. I won't let a man touch you. He said, get thee hence.
Amen.
Amen. And you can imagine, he told Peter, said, you will deny me thrice before the cock even crow. But he challenged the world. He challenged the world. He said, I will never deny you, Lord.
Yeah.
But the world was seeing something
Amen.
In him that he wasn't seeing in his own self. And before he had the humility to say, Lord, pray for me. If I have that, I don't want to have that, Lord. Don't bless all things.
Yeah.
You are the world. Amen. You are, just say you are the incarnate God.
Amen.
Now he was exalting his own thinking above the world.
Yeah.
When the world was telling him something about his own self, about his own condition. He thought it was love. He thought he was defending the message.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you see a man stand up and says, I will die for Christianity. He will stand outside the end. Somebody says something about Jesus. Brother, he wants to stand up and lift his voice and tell the world. And somebody may admire that and say, you know, that man really has courage. That man loved the Lord. And when Peter said, Lord, I will let a man touch you. The Lord looked at him and said, get thee hence, Satan.
Yeah.
Because if Jesus didn't go to Calvary, all of us lost.
Yeah.
Peter was trying to stop him from going to the cross.
Yeah.
His zeal was, he had too much of zeal and no knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
And that was his real trouble. He said, you have too much of zeal and no knowledge. Yeah. Amen. So if you break into the text here, I want you to see the importance, I said those things, so you can see that there's a great importance in this scripture in obeying every word the way it's written.
Amen.
And what we do that way will please God. Because the confidence of pleasing God is the word.
Amen.
Now God has given people their own will. Remember Balaam in the Bible? God tell Balaam, don't go. He said, I want to go still. You want popularity? Bible says he tried to make a market of his gift. See? You want to be famous. You want to get wealth. Because Balaam said, come up here.
Yeah.
You know, man, I have a great meeting. Just curse the people for me. You know, after all, you're a great man. They will listen to you. Use your influence.
Yeah.
I get in trouble with these people. So my son, he wanted, when they say, well, you know what's going to happen, you're a great man, and you're going to have some son, you know, you maybe, you have a foolish house, so you do something for you. Sure. You know. And the Bible said, he went still.
Yeah.
And when he's going, he saw an angel with a flaming sword. Blocking him, I said, where are you going? And he couldn't see the angel, the donkey was in the angel. And he was beating the donkey. Because he determined to go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The man to see visions.
Yeah.
Read in the Bible. God is to talk to the man.
Yes.
But the man, when the will of God is revealed to the man wouldn't be obedient to the revealed will of God.
Yes.
So God said, oh, but you keep on praying after they show him the word.
Yes.
Then he went back and God said, okay, go ahead. And he went on. Sure. So So when you say, yeah, God has blessed me and God has given me, sure.
Yeah.
All is all right. But we have come up to an hour, friends.
Amen.
Where it's not playing church.
Yes.
It's not guessing. Not trying even to gather people together.
Amen.
It's being prepared and made ready to leave the church.
Amen.
Amen.
It's coming to a rupturing condition. Like Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God before he was translated.
Amen. Amen.
And so Enoch the seventh from the second Adam have to have the same kind of testimony before we are translated.
Amen.
Enoch had a rupturing faith. A faith that could be, you could move from one dimension into a next dimension.
Amen.
And that is what, where God is trying to bring his bride in this hour.
Amen.
To get her ready for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And notice in the Bible, Jesus had come to the end of his ministry. Luke 23, he was done with the end. After Pilate's judgment hall, the next thing was Calvary. And after Calvary, then 3 days after he rose, 40 days he was in the earth, and then he went up into glory.
Yeah.
So he was done to the end of his ministry.
Yeah.
Think of it with me. And just follow me for the next few minutes. Here he was, he had started in Nazareth. They said, this man, teaching, has stirred up the people throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place. If you're a Bible reader, you will know in the book of Luke, after he was baptized, he returned the power of the Spirit, he went in the temple, and they handed him the book of Isaiah to read.
Amen.
In Nazareth was a city in Galilee. That's where his ministry started. His first pole, healing the sick. He took the scripture, and they hand the book of Isaiah, and Isaiah has 66 chapters. It's a type of the Bible in miniature form. When the Bible begins with creation, in the middle of the Bible, brings in John the Baptist and Jesus. At the end of the Bible, brings the millennium and the new Jerusalem. Same with the book of Isaiah. Starts with creation, brings in John and Jesus in the middle of the Bible. And at the end of Isaiah, it brings in the millennium and the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
And all 66 books in the Bible speak of Jesus Christ. Because in Luke 24, he took the law and the Psalms and the prophets and all things concerning himself. He said, search the scriptures and testify of me.
Amen.
And when they handed the book of Isaiah, he was turning. They didn't know he was looking for a certain place to read. Now follow me close. He turned from Isaiah 7. He looked there. He saw a virgin shall conceive, but he didn't want to read that, so he passed that. But that was history 30 years ago.
Yeah.
He was now at the age of 30, and that's when he was born, when Mary conceived. He looked, and he found Isaiah 53, and that spoke of him being dumb before his shepherds, he opened up his mouth.
Yeah.
And that was still prophecy to come, so
yeah.
He bypassed that. He was looking. He had something in his heart. And then he came to Isaiah 61. And his eyes fell upon the scripture where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And that's what he was looking for. And he began to read that portion and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bind the broken heart, to set the captive free, to give sight to the blind, to open the prison doors, to set them at liberty who are bruised.
Amen.
Close to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. Think of it. Here was the one who the book was speaking of, the word himself.
Amen.
And here's the book, the word itself.
Amen.
And the word himself took the word itself.
Amen.
And identified himself in
Amen.
Itself.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And said, this day is this Amen. Scripture fulfilling your end.
Amen.
He revealed to them not only that he had the Spirit, but what the Spirit was upon him to do in that hour.
Yeah.
Amen.
That first part of his ministry, where he was going to heal the sick and perform great miracles for the purpose of attracting their attention.
Amen.
He didn't want to heal every sick he met. Because we know in the Bible, he went by the pool of Bethesda, had multitudes of people sick, and healed one man and walked away.
Amen.
Then in other meetings, the Bible said he healed all the sick. Then he traveled over land and sea to go and get one man religion and deliver him from an insane condition. Amen. Went back and prayed for Peter's mother, one woman in a bedroom, and raised her. Amen. So, he's a strange God. Amen. And here he is amongst us tonight.
Amen.
And if he was here tonight, because he's the same,
amen,
if he takes the book, he will look for a certain place to read.
Amen.
He still wouldn't read anywhere just for reading.
Yeah.
He will want to identify where he's at.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because he cannot reveal himself as a historical God.
Yeah.
He's not I was.
Amen.
Yeah. And he can't reveal himself as something that comes down the road, yeah, I will be. Yeah. He will always reveal himself, I am that I am.
Amen.
Amen. Present tense.
Amen.
Because man always praise God for what he did. Praise him for what he's going to do. And they miss what he's doing right now.
Amen.
But real salvation, real eternal life is recognizing him present tense.
Amen.
Because all those Jewish priests who have studied the scriptures more learned than we could ever be today, they're really backwards by heart. And to think that all those people, they could recognize him, don't know the scriptures.
Yeah.
You know why? It was only a historical God. They learned God by what had happened.
Yes.
But here was a woman at the well, prostitute, coming to a nightclub, coming to do some food, some walking the day. And she could say, I know when Messiah comes, he'll do these things.
Yeah.
And say, I that speak to you, I'm he. And she could recognize the word for her age in the present tense.
Amen.
And she could call him the Messiah, yet the priest was calling him the devil, Beelzebub. Showing that she had more revelation than the priest.
Amen.
Even when the devils and people saw him, they said, Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, you come to torment us before time.
Yeah.
And the priest was calling the devil, showing the devils have more revelation than the priest do.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Is there in the Bible? Then how important it is for us, not just to be religious, not just to do all the religious acts, but to have the spirit of revelation.
Amen.
To recognize the word in the present tense.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he started off healing the sick. Now God will do miracles for sure. Herod was hearing all the time about these miracles. Maybe some of his own soldiers that time, when they came to arrest Jesus, and they came up without him, they said, never a man speak like this man. They marveled. They saw people who were sick. Well, they couldn't deny it.
Yeah.
They had to be examined by the doctors. So he longed. He wouldn't go to a meeting. He was too busy with his politics.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take time off our service. He had his business, Sibon. He had all them eating and drinking with politicians. All these contracts and administration and all the different things, cocktail parties with ambassadors. And
yeah.
But you didn't mind, but you see, God of the way, the word has come to you regardless of where you are.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And Jesus was the word that came to the prophet Elijah.
Yeah.
Because John the Baptist was Elijah.
Yeah.
And Jesus was the word that came to the prophet.
Amen.
Because it's John who revealed who Jesus was to the people.
Amen.
He said, behold the Lamb of God. They didn't know who the Messiah was. That revelation was going to come to one man.
Amen.
And then he would tell all Israel, here's the Messiah.
Amen.
And when he presented the Messiah, when he presented the real Lamb, they couldn't accept him. They rejected him. And they held on to the natural Lamb.
Yeah.
That couldn't take away the sin.
Yeah.
See? But this one could have taken away the sin.
Yeah.
And yet, went for healing the sick. Next thing, his ministry changed. Think of it, great meetings, crowds. The Bible tells you to go in the boat and step in the lake and preach many times because of the multitude of the people thronging him.
Yeah,
amen.
He had to get away from the people many times because they tried to make him a king. They've seen such marvelous services, such outstanding miracles.
that they said, this man has to be our king.
Amen.
He can multiply bread. He can turn water into wine. We are the biggest wine industry. We are the biggest bread industry to have. Yeah. This man, we don't need housing for no more hospitals.
Yeah.
This is the kind of king we want.
Yeah.
Right. It was good. But it wasn't time yet to escape and leave them.
Yeah.
But then, if he wanted to stay popular, all Jesus had to do was say, I'm the crowd get big. I know what they like to see miracles, and I keep on showing miracles. Miracles. Let the crowd get bigger and bigger and bigger.
You don't get a miracle?
Yes, sir. He said, except a man don't deny himself, take up his cross,
hit man and father,
brother and sister, and follow me daily, he can be my disciple.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if he's the same, he's still the same with
you. Amen.
He don't look for church members and bench warmers.
Amen.
He doesn't tell them, go and get a bunch of unbelievers from the place and make it like a religious meeting going on. He's looking for character.
Amen.
He doesn't
believe
the world.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Some ministers, they've got ambition to see a crowd. Let me tell you, but I live a church back home with 500-600 people standing. They come out here, preach a handful. That would mean nothing. You know why? Because Jesus in the Bible crossed the line and preached to one person.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Jesus walked with 2 on the road, he missed and preached for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Same Jesus to God.
The family, Mark and Mary and Lazarus. Same Jesus preached to 5,000 in the hill.
Amen.
God is not in numbers.
Yeah.
Amen.
God is looking for his own.
He will hear my voice.
Yeah.
Shepherd is in 90 and 9.
Yeah. I look for the last one in the dark.
Glory.
Amen. So he wasn't interested in numbers.
He saw that number. He saw
the disciples privately, the real ones. He said them.
He said, you know why they're here in the meeting?
He said, bread and fish. They eat it last night.
Food, bread and fish.
They wanted their pocket. They buy clothes and do something else.
Oh,
or something else.
Yeah.
Put in the bag. Get rich.
They can eat. Just come along and
eat. And then he told me, he's in the Bible.
Yeah.
He's in the cup of the burning fish.
Yeah.
So he knew it didn't have the kind of character.
Too much of freshness around.
Yeah. And any true minister of the world,
you know, pastor of the world,
to see what kind of people sit down here.
Yeah.
If they love God, they love the world.
Amen.
If they love the world, rather, they love the world.
Amen.
So?
Amen.
And the first thing Jesus said, I'm sorry,
eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you.
Mine.
Brother, 70 ordained ministers who was ordained by Jesus in Matthew 10 and you would go to cast out devils and have a supernatural ministry for the revealed word.
Yes.
Because they couldn't take that kind of preaching.
Yes.
Yeah. They couldn't take it. They have sort of like Jairus and Nicodemus who come by mind. You don't want to fully identify yourself.
Yeah.
Jairus, the secret believer. You know everybody know you believe in this prophet business?
Amen.
See? I don't have any spirits in that age.
Yes.
But I like to get rid of
God of the loose.
Yeah.
God of the game.
Amen.
There is a privilege for them to be identified with Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
They confess in them everywhere.
Yeah.
And when they begin to walk away, Jesus watched them in the face.
Jesus was inside
them. Oh God, the popularity going down now. The crowd leaving me.
People are going to laugh
at me now. They were saying that's where we end up. No.
He turned to the 12 and said, well, you go on, so?
Amen.
People looking back in the eye.
And say, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Amen.
Thou do more signs than anybody else?
Yeah.
You never see that? Don't have the word yet.
Yeah.
What attracted them wasn't that he walked on the water,
where he could speak the storm and
lend the peace, where he could raise a dead man. They appreciated to do that.
Yeah.
But God couldn't save them.
Yeah.
What was going to save them was the word.
Yeah.
And then they said, don't have the word of eternal life.
Yeah. What attracted them was that they
have the word.
Yeah.
Why do we leave the denomination?
Because they don't have the word.
Yeah.
Why do we touch the message? Because this ain't the word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We don't want membership.
We don't want to be joined in the world.
Yeah.
The word is the thing to take us through.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then you begin to preach the word and the crowd begin to cut down from 5,000, 7,000 meetings.
He has a 12 now.
And the thing he stopped preaching to her?
He says, I'm 12. I want to get better.
Mine!
If you were 12 in that church,
what are you going to say? Like if you were to tell Brother Brown,
Brother Brown,
don't preach like that.
You're going to ruin your ministry. You're going to be preaching to the benches.
You can't.
You're taking Bob here and paying face and we're going to wait past. You can't preach against that.
What's the matter with you?
He said, any ministry
that is going to be ruined by the word of God ought to be ruined.
Amen. He said, rather drink bright water
than it's going to happen. If God comes to preach,
God will have people here to take the word.
Amen. Amen. So,
God, when God takes a
man and anoints him and puts the word inside him, God will happen to hear that. Look at John. For 21 years, the man preached. Trained for 21 years, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And had to come up to see
right away after. And died. He put his head chopped off.
A nightclub dancer. Dance his head. And had to chop off and
go to a platter. Yeah. Wake up disgraciously, as it may seem.
You know when Jesus came, what did
Jesus say?
Jesus said, that was Elijah.
Yeah.
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 He said, that was the prophet that was sent to follow me.
Yeah.
See?
You can imagine. Jesus revealed who John was.
I know.
And John had revealed who Jesus was.
Amen. Yeah. John had said, there's no one like him. When Jesus comes, he said, there's no one
born of a woman like him.
Amen.
Yeah.
God giving the honor to his prophet.
And he said, only see God give all of his prophets.
You don't understand what church people say?
No.
You don't understand what the world says? If God give all of our prophets, you
can't stand with that.
Amen.
Can't God recognize the prophet of the hour?
Amen. Don't be ashamed of that. Paul said, Timothy said, don't be ashamed of
me or my words.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, give us a
holy unto this doctrine. You won't shame yourself alone, you'll shame others also. Repent for them who will teach others also.
Yes.
Amen. So,
they're going to say, Paul, you're always in jail. You writing to me
and telling me how to strip up my church. You're going to do that?
And last time I heard, they stone him because
he went up there preaching.
And he carried this man in the temple, and next thing he ended up in jail.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you stand for this word,
you're going to take a look.
I admire the courage of some of you in this country
where yeah,
you who is really Christians
and you're standing for the truth.
Amen.
But make a real stand for the truth.
Amen.
The light will all shine brighter. Because remember, God that brings somebody,
they want to see Christ.
Amen.
They don't want more religion.
They don't want more church.
Yeah.
I mean, that could bring the world. But that bride, that elect,
is hungry for God, looking for God.
Amen. Can they walk in that place and they see God?
They're going out.
Amen.
They're not going to stay around from your church and denomination.
Yeah.
The elect is looking for the world.
Amen.
Because the bride will only be satisfied by the bridegroom.
Amen.
Amen.
She has no foreign lovers.
Hallelujah.
She's
going to
pray for people.
Amen.
Amen.
There's one person she's going to submit to,
that's the Lord himself.
Amen.
And the prophet that revealed that word amongst us.
Eliezer has introduced the bride to Isaac.
We're reading that story in the Bible.
It's because in the last days, in the time, there's going to be another Eliezer.
There's going to be another Rebecca. There's going to be another Isaac.
Amen.
So God put that there in Genesis. In your seed.
Yeah.
I tell you, in your harvest time, if you have that seed,
amen, you have that reality in the last day.
Amen.
Yes.
But every seed brings forth out its own.
Amen. Let's continue with the game.
We close our life. We have to go and get food.
Now, what's up? He was before Pilate.
No. In ministry, it seemed that
just went down and down and down and down.
I can imagine some of those 70 ministers.
They might be saved. Is it the same thing?
Last news I hear is that Jesus
is going to be sentenced to be killed.
We try to talk to the man.
Did the man get too loud of character?
No, not the man. Popularity gets the man head.
The man thought that,
you know, he's God.
But some of them come along just to see that mighty prophet.
Well, indeed. Yeah. That's all some are seeing.
A prophet man in the world, like the man in the road in here.
They says,
we know in the fact that he is called the King of Israel. Yeah. We talk this man again.
Have you heard things concerning Jesus of Nazareth?
A prophet mighty word in the
name. Amen. He had more than that.
It was God incarnate.
Amen.
It was God dealing flesh. Amen. It was the God of all the prophets.
Amen.
Amen. But
they followed the message for 3.5 years. They had come up with the Sadducees,
come up with the Pharisees, come up with the denomination.
Following the revealed word that Elijah revealed, and all those things are prophets.
Amen.
And they were still dropping short of the revelation of who he is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And here he was.
The church world had rejected the message.
And now the state was going to get involved.
Because the church couldn't kill him. So the church
had to pass him over to the state to get
Pilate to pass the sentence to kill him.
You see politics? Watch the church world getting into politics.
Watch the influence and the power of the
religious leaders of that day.
And then when it came to Pilate, here's the word in Pilate's hand.
The very one
who could have saved him. Yes. In the
book, the prince of the house of David.
I don't know if it's true in the book, but here the book says,
because in the Bible, Pilate's wife run quickly and says,
leave that just man alone. Have nothing to do with him.
Yeah. That's a righteous man.
Be careful what you do. Shall suffer a dream.
Strange things in a dream.
But the history says, she had dreamt. He saw him coming.
Like in Revelation 14 years. All the nations in the world gather.
And he's come out to judge the world.
Set up his kingdom. Man.
And
she realized who he was.
But remember, Pilate was asking, art thou the king of the Jews?
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, thou seest.
Amen. But they laughed at it.
Yeah.
They took a crown of thorns. They said, your king, you must have a crown.
Put a crown of thorns. This is one of the purple robe.
Purple is the royal color. And they get a purple robe and they put it upon him. And the Bible says they bow the knee before him.
And they begin to mock him. Hail, King of the Jews!
Now get my picture here tonight.
You are the same word.
Now the revealed by a prophet. Jesus was the word and the prophet revealed.
Yeah. The same word that was doing great miracles
all over the land.
Yeah. Thousands being healed in big meetings. Dead was being raised. Elements was being struck.
He was staying in one
city and speaking the word, and a man was then healing in the next city.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Such power.
Never like it before. He was mixing spit and clay, putting in a man's eye socket, and
making the man go wash the pool, and the man came back
seeing. And he heard the same word, like bomb, and so defeating,
yeah.
And humiliating.
At the end of his ministry. Did he lose his power?
No, I'm making a
parallel of that today.
Amen.
Because Elijah the prophet has come at the end of the New Testament.
Amen.
As John forerun the first coming, so shall this messenger forerun the second coming.
And the word came to this prophet and he revealed the word.
Amen.
And we saw all the great
signs and wonders that was done.
Amen.
We saw the prophet stood 2,000 miles away.
And give me body back to
my wife. Yeah. That tumor, the size of a grapefruit, will disappear.
Amen.
And happen.
Amen.
Like Brother Blair, give me his testimony.
Richard Blair, how he was sick.
And his wife was in another state, thousands of miles away.
Yeah. And the prophet was in Arizona. They tried to get him back and forth, they couldn't get him.
He stepped in the telephone booth,
ring them up, and he was talking to them.
Holy Spirit revealed him. He's stuck in a booth, my dear.
Bring him up! I'm going to talk to them. And the Sister Blair,
that
handkerchief that you have in your purse,
amen,
take it and go and lay it on your husband.
Amen!
Amen!
Man!
Amen!
Thousands of miles away! What eyes have seen that?
Amen.
And look at the same God who showed Moses what happened in Genesis, was the same God who showed him what happened there. Here he was.
Yet we saw that same word
begin to discern the hearts of the people. The name is so and so, you come on so and so.
He said, I said, today is a bunch of Pentecostals
coming, and they're trying to impersonate that. Oh,
somebody on a back pain.
Somebody, the Lord, tell me somebody, mostly that is somebody will give up $100. But let me tell you, that prophet is a discern by vision, not impression.
You don't need to get them taught. He said, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
And you are traveling for 3 days.
Yeah. And I see you are coming up blue car.
I see 25 years ago, you had an accident. And you fell and you hurt your head this way.
He said, God knows the truth. He said, oh, whatever that is telling you that, he said, that is exactly the truth.
Yeah. So I know what I'm saying, but I don't think about the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So then we look at it, he says, I know we jealous and he can't pronounce the name. He said, I'll spell it for you. And he spelled it. He said, look at so and so street.
And spell the name of the street. Your house number is so and so.
No, that is different.
Yeah. That is somebody trying to work up something. That is Janus and Jambres.
Yeah. I don't know about the fooling with that kind of Pentecostal nonsense.
Yeah. That's impersonation of the truth.
Then what's something? You see,
there are different
discernment in the Bible. Yeah, in the body, sure, it's in the spirit.
But you have to judge that. Two or three people
with the gift of wisdom have to judge that in a room.
Yeah, no man just stand on a platform before an audience and try to hold on psychology. No. Yeah,
that is one in a generation when a prophet comes, he sees those things by vision and speaking.
When a man comes behind a platform and tries to do the same thing without seeing by vision, he's impersonating.
Yeah. When that the Holy Spirit is using that gift in the body,
they go in and look before the Spirit and
they pray, and if God wants to reveal something, he reveals it to them.
Then they have to write the name to those who say,
and those who judge the Bible. The Lord have to write the name to it and come and read it in the church.
And if they don't come to pass,
then they have to get all four people, bring them before the altar
and cast out the lying spirit because God will lie.
Amen.
Now, who is going to submit themselves to that?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to submit themselves to that. But anybody wants to put the manifest in a gift and in the spirit.
Yeah. But when we come by the word, we come directly where the word says. Now Paul says,
set these things in order.
You said, do it in decency and in order. See?
Yes.
Because that's the word that has come to us.
And this same Jesus, who was that word,
he has come to the end of his ministry, just like we have come to the end of this ministry.
We have seen the healing revival.
Seven truckloads of wheelchairs in Durban, South Africa.
8 cases of the dead raised. 8!
5 medically certified.
In that prophet ministry. Brother Branham.
For some of you who don't know,
William Branham.
Right.
See, 8 times the dead was for you.
5 medically certified. Some
was as far as 15 hours.
The dead was with you.
Was not dead, I came back to life. Signed by the doctor.
Amen.
Amen.
Then,
the thing that scientifically fucking brought,
yeah. Medically proved,
yeah. Supernaturally vindicated.
There is also promise in the Bible.
Amen.
As a promise to this day.
Amen.
Amen. Think of it.
Just like Jesus was.
Because Jesus said, in that day, the Son of Man will be revealed again. Came in the street when they come back. So here he was,
standing there, at the end,
and all those people said,
is this the same man who's raised the
dead? Look at the man, bound up here. They hit him on the stairs, they prophesy with you, and you can't prophesy no more.
Look, he spit on him,
and you can't see nothing.
Look, tell the man, say that something and defend yourself.
And the man wouldn't defend himself. And the girl was down.
And all that time, here was Peter,
his own believers,
who claimed to believe him. Bible says Peter was falling afoul. Oh, while Jesus was having great meetings, everybody was there.
Yeah, you know, I'm the man who has different
interviews.
You know, the Lord tells me, he will give me the keys. The argument is
in the road. Who going to be the greatest when the Lord leaves? See? But now, he was falling afoul.
He don't want to be too identified.
Yeah.
When he saw the world being persecuted and rejected,
he said, I don't know that man. I don't know him.
Same one who
said, I will stand for you, Lord. I'll defend you.
Yeah. Come to the Lord.
Yeah.
There was Herod. The word come right in Herod's office.
And Herod sit down and watch him all over.
Maybe watch what kind of shoes you're wearing.
Yeah.
Maybe watch the kind of clothes
you have on. Maybe see that his hair ain't cool
for a long time. Maybe watch the man, you know, statue.
Examine him all over, with, you know, watch him.
And then just, don't worry about me. He is the next magician. Here was the Lamb who could take away the sins of the world. Here was the word that the prophet revealed.
Amen.
But the heaven had a spirit of entertainment.
Amen. Now what I'm trying to show you is,
we don't get the end of the ministry, but can you see the sales spirits around the word in this house?
Amen.
And that's someone who want the word for entertainment.
Amen.
Come and preach me a couple meetings. Preach me happy. Preach me in heaven.
I can believe it anyhow, but preach me in heaven.
See? Come and drop crowd from here, or pick up a big offering or something.
He didn't come to entertain nobody.
Yeah.
God will say, he ain't said up a word.
Yeah.
Herod had a question back and forth.
Say something! The man of the guy back there, don't come Herod!
And he charged the air. The Lord didn't know, and he didn't take him off.
Had nothing to say to him.
Yo, Judas! He thought he could make some money.
Offer the message.
Say, yeah. Judas' plan was, every time they tried to hold Jesus,
he should disappear from the crowd.
Yeah.
Because he might always not yet come. But because Judas had no revelation, you know what he did? He said, this time,
I will really get them for a good piece of money.
He bargained with 50 pieces of silver, and he said, I'm going to deliver Jesus to you.
When he delivered the word into their hands,
he actually started bombing, beating, and Jesus didn't disappear.
He didn't perform the Houdini trick.
He didn't disappear this time. And when Judas saw that he was
really condemned, the Bible says,
he began to repent. But it was too late. He tried to make a stand now, but it was too late.
Yeah.
You see, you have to make a confession in a certain season.
Yeah.
You know, for the last midway, the fire falling and everything being destroyed, and that time, you're running and trying to say, I believe it. No.
You identify and you get a reproach.
Yeah.
And when Judas saw that, he took the money and he threw it and said, he said, it's a betrayal of St. Blood. His conscience began to do it enough.
Yeah.
Because he had all his business dealings around the message.
Here was the disciples who forsook him. The Bible said, all man forsook him. Here was the soldiers mocking him.
And here were the religious leaders.
They taught well.
Surely he loses power. This great powerful message.
At one time, had the whole world running after him.
Look what his message come to. Look what his word.
He said, reveal what it come to. They saw Jesus. They said, if you need to tell a girl,
come down from the cross and we believe you.
See? They didn't let him save others, but he can't save himself now.
Not only that. They begin to strip him naked.
All the shame around the revealed word
was being exposed in the view of the public in that hour.
Yeah.
The shame was covered up all along, but that hour, the shame began to be exposed.
Yeah.
And the public began to see the shame.
Yeah.
He stood naked before them on that cross.
And the Bible says he despised the shame.
Yeah.
Today, around the message, all the shame coming up before the public world.
It's coming up. The world looks so defeated. Yeah. The same message that creates cruelty.
Yeah.
The same message that speaks to us God. The same message
that puts some trouble on your chest. It looks bummed and defeated.
Amen.
Some of the believers confused now. They don't have to follow them now.
They don't look excited no more. So they're following afar off.
Yeah.
And here was Pilate. He was bringing politics in the world.
He didn't want to get involved.
He said, wait now, the man of Galilee, we're going to get Herod jurisdiction.
Herod, I don't get involved.
Yeah.
His public image must not be tarnished.
Yeah.
He's not going to get in no religious trouble.
Yeah.
He's going to keep his hands clean. He's Mr. Clean himself. He worked hard to build his career. He worked hard to have influence. And no message of the hour is going to bring his name into ill repute. So he says, I find no fault in it. And check it out, the baptism current. And check it out, it's really one God. And check it out over here, woman wearing is supposed to preach. And check it out here, woman wearing is supposed to cut the hair. And check it out here. You know, a minister must have the Holy Ghost before he preach.
Yeah.
I find no fault in it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't accept it. You wouldn't say, I accept you as my Savior, Lord.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to say, oh, it's right, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with the same brother, but you know, God is dealing with me differently.
Yeah.
Then look at it. Pilate didn't know he was rejecting the word.
Yeah,
true.
He thought he was trying to keep his lips clean and not get involved. So he said, send to Herod. You know what happened?
It came right back to Pilate's hands again.
Yeah.
It backfired! Because Herod sent him back.
Yeah.
And when he came back to Pilate
couldn't do nothing no more. So the next thing he do, he
took some water and
he didn't wash his hands. He said, now you all want to know is that these Jews who did this, not me, you can't say that I did anything. If they say crucified, if they say Caesar is the king,
yeah. The church world beginning
to give their power to Rome.
Yeah.
The Roman power.
Yeah. The religious world was giving the support to the
Roman power. For the Roman power,
yes,
to come,
yeah,
and destroy the message that Elijah revealed that of.
Amen.
And here was all the Judas who carried all the business contracts around the message.
Here was some of
Peter left who were denying it and didn't want to. We're falling afoul.
Yeah.
In case any exciting happens, they run right from the front line.
Yeah.
But for now, they're trailing way in the back.
Yeah.
See?
They're not the spirit of entertainment. They don't care about salvation.
They don't want to be entertained. Sing up a storm, jump up a storm,
you know, and no worry.
Yeah.
They don't know commitment. They don't want to tell them how to live their lives. Let them carry their religion the way they want. And then you had the other disciples who forsook him.
And the religious world, they thought, now we have the opportunity.
Now there's boasting.
And they nailed him to that tree. And here he was, weak, defeated.
But you know something?
Amen.
In that hour when the message looked
at the prisoners, when the message looked the most defeated,
here was another man on the cross dying too.
Amen.
On another cross, a dying tree.
Yeah.
And a dying man looked to a dying man.
Yeah.
He looked at the same word that somebody was
calling a foul.
Yeah.
He looked at the same word Judas was trying to make some money off of.
Yeah.
He looked at the same word Pilate was playing politics with.
He looked at the same word Herod wanted to entertain him with.
Yeah.
And he began to see the real mercy seat.
Hallelujah.
He began to see the blood flowing.
Yeah.
He began to see the bloody lamb that will wash away his sin.
Yeah.
Though he was seeing all the shame
of the message being exposed in the view of the public, he looked beyond all that. And he was not ashamed to call him Lord.
Yeah.
To step out and identify himself with him.
Yeah.
The Lord! I know what Lord means. Master or ruler. Many a man wants to be savior,
but they want to be ruler of the life.
Amen.
But he looks upon him and says, Lord, remember me.
Yeah.
A dying man
looking to a dying man.
Yep.
What about you tonight? Can't you look beyond the criticisms of people? Can't you look beyond the ridicule of the religious people? Can't you look beyond the halfway believers who deny the message?
Yeah.
Can't you look beyond the shame and all the disgrace that will be exposed to the public? Can't you look beyond all that?
All the
scoffing and the mocking and the unbelievers around? Can't you look beyond what the religious world is saying about the word? and say, Lord, remember me.
Amen.
That the word that has saved
me. He identified. You remember that is the word you have to save your soul.
Amen.
Hey, let me get it. You know something?
He looked at his lowest spot for 3 days after. He said, I have the keys of death and hell.
I'll be whole of my life forevermore. All power is given unto me.
Amen.
From the time he died on that cross,
1 Peter 2 says, he was dumb in hell.
Peace is lost. Who have rejected the word in the days of Noah coming right now.
So,
it may look defeated right now. The word may look bound. It may be rejected right now.
It may look like none of the great miracles,
none of the great discernments that happened back there. They wanted to see it. But you know something? Yeah, lay aside the second point.
Yeah,
he's going to the third point.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was going to the last part of his ministry.
Yeah.
The preach to the lost.
Yeah,
and raise up the sleeping saints.
Yeah.
Because Matthew 27 says, when he rose, he brought up the Old Testament saints to him.
Yeah. Some of them.
And he appeared to many people in the city. Read the Bible to them.
Yeah.
The Old Testament, many of the Old Testament saints rose up.
Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all
of them who died in faith believing that he would come one day.
Amen.
Samuel and all of them.
They rose up with him and he rose. And 40 days after, he led captivity captive and took them all to death.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And here, look at this, friends. We are coming to the end now.
And not many days, but the
World Council of Churches bring the persecution of this little church and the bride worldwide.
When they pass them laws
and we can't buy or sell, we can't preach and conduct religious services like this, except we compromise the world conflict churches and get rights to preach.
No.
Know what's going to happen? In that hour, it would not be very long, because when Jesus is publicly crucified on the cross, then he was down in hell preaching to the lost. And in that hour, the bride will have a ministry to preach to those who it is impossible for them to be saved, because they rejected the mercy. And the next thing that follows was going to be judgment.
Amen.
And right that hour,
there's a great earthquake.
Amen.
And the sleeping saints came. And just as we missed this last
couple of days here,
how, and they said, I think it's yesterday, the day before yesterday, California had sort of shaken thousands and thousands of dollars in damage.
Is there like a train running on the house?
People are seeing on the house and running everywhere. Just a couple of days ago, right there, reading the papers like the your national paper. That prophecy says California is going to slide in that Pacific Ocean. You watch it, millions will die.
Waves will go plunging to the top.
And everything that will be shaken will be shaken up. You mark my words and see. When Jesus has come to the end, he looks so defeated. This message might look defeated to you now. And many people, they run after the world and all the different things that look kind of lively. Look at the life is in the world.
Amen.
And if you understand where we are, God's program, as I tried to bring you tonight, showing Jesus before Pilate, he was in the end. See, he was in the end.
Yeah.
That's what we have come to tonight in the end. Let that have a church. It's time to be dead and sincere and sincere.
Amen.
It's time to check ourselves and see if our life is matched up with this world.
Amen.
And see if we are walking in step with the Holy Spirit. Brother Ram saw that bride walking in step. And then the back had some wooden up the road. He said, I give you some Asian church coming here.
Amen.
Watch, you come out here and you see, there's such a great need for the world among the people.
Amen.
Such a great need for the people to be conformed to the message of the hour.
Amen.
The standard that have been set out to us. And may God help us that we be true to that day. I might preach hard tonight. Some of you might be offended, but I say in love and sincerity to encourage you.
If I have a wrong spirit, then I need to get the altar and repent.
But I say of the conviction of my heart to tell you that man shall live by bread alone, by every word.
Amen.
And God calls our word bride, our bride is all the world.
Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Spirit of his faith and spirit of his spirit.
Shall we all pray? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We close the service tonight. You say,
Brother, many of those things you said tonight, I didn't realize it. You know, it was that serious. I see things in my own life that I want to straighten because I love the Lord and I want to go to Him when He comes. And I believe that God is still a prophet. I believe this message in the last days. And I want to see my life matching every word. I want to remember in prayer tonight. If you feel that way, I would like to listen. And I close this service. Pray on your behalf. If you would not be ashamed of tonight, but sure, lift your hand and say, remember me. I need a closer walk with God. I need a deeper experience. I need to work for more meeting tonight. God bless you. Lord Jesus Christ. All gracious Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for the sincerity and the hearts of these. Lord, who can search their lives and examine the mirror of your word and recognize that you have to weigh in the balances of your word and inform wanting. That don't mean you reject them, Lord. But you said, many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous and repent. And dear God, if they have recognized more of what you require, they have a desire in their heart to meet that requirement. Because they realize that there's room for a closer walk. There's room for a deeper experience. There's room, Lord, for a deeper revelation in their life. They realize not playing church, Lord, not going along and being religious. But Lord, it is knowing that their life is manifest in Christ. Christ walking through the feet. Thinking with their minds, speaking to the lips, working with their hands, believing with their heart. It's written in epistles where the whole name. I pray that God, your Holy Spirit, when you see your kindness, Father, you are just moving their hearts tonight in a special way. And give you any others, Lord. That condition where they have need of you, Lord. And it's willing yet before the service is dismissed. Lord, be closer drawn to you. But they've been found in the wrong, maybe doing things, Lord, according to the religious concept or according to their own thinking. He says we should cast down reasons and imagination, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Oh God, I pray tonight that the mind of Christ is coming on. The world being revealed and quickened and inspired by the Holy Spirit. That they would see through your eyes. And they would judge themselves and they would not be judged. And Lord, they recognize their need for you instead of they ask. You will give, Lord. If we ask for bread, you wouldn't give us a stone. If we ask for fish, you give us a serpent. And just ask, Lord, joy to be full. Ask for the Holy Spirit. I pray that God tonight, your Holy Spirit, Lord, we come upon these, Lord, even a greater measure, Lord. Father, you will empty out, O God. Lord, let them know as much as they empty out, so much they can receive. Like how Elisha told those people in the Bible, dig the valley full of ditches, make room for the water. Oh God, so may they dig out the trash of their lives. May they dig out the wilderness, Lord, and may they make room for more of the Holy Spirit. For it's only as much as we empty out, is so much we can receive. I pray to God that the conviction of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, Lord. That Lord, as they come in sincerity with faith, believing, you will grant us them the desires of their heart. Grant these things, we pray. Won't you do that for us, Lord Jesus? Father, you come, he says, if you hear coming unto me, I will in no wise cast out. So I pray, as they believe, may they go receive you, Father. May the Holy Spirit, from this day onward, like when Samuel poured upon an oil upon David, the Bible says, from this day onward, the Spirit of the Lord will be here. So let the Holy Ghost, even at greater measure, come upon the life in the power of revelation, in the power of the understanding of the Scriptures, that they can recognize the position, they can recognize the hour in which they are living in, they can recognize the plan and program of God for this day, they can come into harmony with the Holy Spirit, they can come under the leadership of your Almighty God, as you reveal your word, as you fulfill these things, spoken, prophesied this hour. Grant it, dear God. I pray and ask these things, Father. Lord, for your children that you believe in and willing, Lord, to pay the price to receive it. May they receive it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask these things and bless them, Father.
Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.